Hey, it's Brent Porsche from 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia, and joining me now is the incomparable lead singer of the larger-than-life rock band that will be headlining the 2020 MM Barbecue. This gentleman and his band are responsible for smash hits like Down With The Sickness, 10,000 Days, Indestructible, Another Way To Die, The Light, A Reason To Fight, and many more. Touring in support of their seventh studio album, Evolution, we welcome back to Philadelphia and WMMR from the multi-platinum-selling band Disturbed, Mr. David Draiman. Hello, sir.
Hello, hello, hello. Wow, what an intro.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here at MMR.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Are you in LA or Hawaii right now?
I am in Hawaii.
Excellent. Just trying to funnel some of that warmth and sunshine through the phone right now.
Has it been cold?
Actually, it's been seasonably warm here, believe it or not. Yesterday, it was like 70 degrees. We're normally in the high 30s, low 40s, something like that. But it pales in comparison to Hawaii.
70 over that, yeah.
Oh, nice.
70's good. 70's good.
Well, first and foremost, we are beyond excited to have you and your Disturbed brothers back to the Philadelphia area to help us kick off the summer concert season properly at the 2020 MM Barbecue.
Yeah, looks like fun. Hell of a bill. I'm looking forward to hopefully having a time to catch some of the other talent.
Yeah, I mean, Royal Blood, Sublime with Rome, you got Pretty Reckless, Puddle of Mud, Foxtrot and the Get Down, along with Crobot, Dirty Honey. Now, here's the deal. We have the Mongolian throat metalers, The Who. Are you privy to those guys? Are you aware of who these guys are?
I've heard of them, and I've heard a couple of their tracks on the radio. With some guest vocals that I guess they like to have on occasion.
If I'm not mistaken, this will be your third time on our big bill. First was back in 2013 with The Vice, and the last time you were here was in 2016 with Disturbed when they last headlined.
We have a very nice history together.
Yeah.
This one's going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to this.
Us too. I mean, this will be Disturbed's first time back through Philadelphia since last February. We had a big sold-out MMR concert event at the Wells Fargo Center, a concert that will forever be remembered. I will remember by the fact that I was fortunate enough to get to do the stage intro for you guys in front of 20,000+ Disturbed fans there, which was pretty effing cool. excuse me. You have been through Philadelphia many, many times before. Have you ever really had the opportunity to explore our fine city?
Yeah, to an extent. You know, you always have like maybe like a day, and you do what you can. You do the required stops of having to go get the, you know, the original cheesesteak and stuff like that, and you know, to go to some of the little spots around town that are memorable. It becomes something that becomes like habitual everywhere you go. And Philly definitely has character. I always enjoy coming back there. I always enjoy the people. I enjoy the vibe. And it's a great rock town. So we're very, very honored to be playing the show.
Very cool. So March 7th marks the 20th anniversary of Disturbed's debut album, The Sickness. Now, you guys did a 10th anniversary reissue, which included the first time ever pressing on vinyl. Any plans to celebrate such an occasion this time around?
Oh, yeah. This entire touring cycle, I guess, this touring section of the cycle, if you will, coming up, is going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary of The Sickness. So you'll be getting a lot more material from the record. You'll be getting some surprises. We're very proud of it. You know, it's amazing looking back that it's been that long. It doesn't feel that long, but I guess that's a good thing. So we definitely want to pay, you know, tribute to what started it all for us. And we're looking forward to really digging deep.
Very cool. Any plans for any kind of release or anything over the course of the year?
Not sure yet, to be honest. Right now we're very excited about the track that just came out, Hold On To Memories, getting a really nice response out of the gate. One of the songs that on a nightly basis is just one of those really cool moments live for us, poignant moment to the set. And hopefully that ends up connecting with people on beyond the live level. I think it will. But who knows? You know, we're always toying with stuff. We're always working on things. I don't think we're ready to unleash an entire new record anytime soon, but you never know, a song here, a song there. And then we'll see what happens.
Excellent. So being that this is the 20th anniversary of the debut also means that we're 5 more years away from you guys being eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that something that you would entertain, shall it arise?
I can't even put that in context. It doesn't even sound like even real when it comes out of your mouth. I mean, look, it's every musician's, you know, honor and dream to be included. And who knows, you know, maybe one day we'll be blessed with such a gift. If not, we've already been given so many gifts from the fans on a daily basis. You really, you get to a point where you feel bad asking for more. it's all good. Whatever comes in the future, we're more than happy to entertain and to roll with it. I don't think that we can hinge our hopes on something like that. Because, look, when you have bands like, you know, Priest still not in there, it's just not right.
100%. You're absolutely right. Living in the now, we'll say, Disturbed was awarded the number one most played artist award at the Active Rock Radio in 2019 via MediaBase. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do accolades and awards like that still resonate the same with you 20 plus years later into your already incredibly decorated career?
It certainly does. You know, it shows continued growth. It shows a continued relationship, and it shows continued relevance, which is maybe more important than anything else. It's like to do this after 20 years and to continue to still mean something and to mean something to people and to still have the blessing of being able to continue to create things that mean things to other people. So it's huge. We don't discount any of it.
2019 was the full Evolution World Tour, multiple headlining runs, every major festival under the sun. If there was a stage, Disturbed was there. 2020 so far looks like you guys have pretty much most of the big festivals locked down, both here in the States and overseas, including the 2020 MMRBQ. I have to presume, being one of the hardest touring bands for the past two decades, you have a lot more lined up coming up in the new year, yeah?
Yeah, we've got definitely some interesting stuff cooking. It's not just going to be a spring thing for us, that's for sure. How much longer? That I can't talk about.
Well, I was going to say mayhem, cough, cough, mayhem, you know, now that they're bringing it back this year.
You know, I can neither confirm nor deny any of that. I don't know. I've heard whisperings of that, too. Who knows?
Okay. You mentioned a number of years ago that the Vice pretty much has had its moment in time with no intentions of a resurgence. Is that still the case?
Oh, yeah. A hundredfold more so. It was a great experiment. It was incredible to collaborate with so many other legendary artists. I was truly, truly blessed. But it's so tough to build something from scratch these days, and especially when you come from the big machine and you go to the smaller machine and you're at this stage of your life and your career, it's like, why am I doing this? So it didn't make sense. When you get to a point when you're more than six figures in the red and you're still going because you're not sure why, you stop. You have to do stuff that makes sense. I always feel terrible for new and struggling artists these days who really have to put their shoulders to the grindstone and just do what they have to do to survive. And it's not easy out there for anyone. Even with somebody who has, you know, the pedigree, it's tough to get things done. So I wish everybody the best of luck.
Is there something that Dave Draymond today would have told yourself, you know, 20, 25 years ago as you were heading into Disturbed? Is there a bit of advice or a bit of something that you would like, that you wish you could have passed down to yourself now, then?
Yeah, I would have told myself to just take it easy.
Yeah.
I took too many things maybe a little too seriously over the course of my career. And I think that if life experience has taught me anything, it's just, you know what? Enjoy life and take it easy.
There you go. Very nice. How about your wildly popular Music as a Weapon tour? Any chance we could ever see that again?
I don't know. I doubt as a traveling entity. I know that we've toyed around with the idea of making it something location-based in the right situation and scenario, but it's tough because the market is still flooded with location-based festivals at this point, particularly in the rock genre. It's tough to find the right spot and the right time. So who knows? Never say never, but there's so many other organizations that are already doing an amazing job. It's like, why take it all on yourself?
Actually, last time I caught you guys was at the huge Louder Than Life Festival down in Louisville, Kentucky. You guys were the headliner on night number three, and the final night, you guys ripped it up as usual. Was that fun for you guys?
Oh, always. I love those festivals, man. I think those are maybe my favorite things to do. It makes you feel like you got to step up your game. You're there in front of all of your colleagues, and they're all kicking ass, and it inspires you. It really makes you want to play harder, better, you know, more passionately. I can't explain it. It's not a spoken competition. It's not really competition per se. It's inspiration. And it's a great vibe. We always look forward to that.
It was a hell of a weekend. I mean, Slipknot headline night one, Guns N' Roses did a crazy 3-hour set night two, and then you guys properly destroyed what was left of the fairgrounds down there in Louisville, man. So great job.
Humbling company.
Speaking of passion, any other passion projects out there that you have left to tackle, musically or otherwise?
You know, man, I think that one of the beautiful things about Disturbed and its development has been that it's always been this nice, gradual upward climb. And it's nice to be a part of something that's continuing to grow over the course of its lifetime. I really don't need too much else other than my family and my career. And I'm very, very blessed with both, thank God.
Very cool. You mentioned your latest hit song, Hold On to the Memories. One of the more recent highlights of your shows has been the inclusion of that song, the crossover hit, where you guys have a really cool video montage of photographs of you and the rest of Disturbed over the years, but some of your closest musical buddies, Jonathan Davis, LeJean, Dimebag Vinny, and all those. This also sets as the backdrop for the latest music video for this song.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys personally go through like your archival photos to find some of these older cool shots, or do you have an archivist that does that kind of stuff, or trip down memory lane?
We have a number of guys that do some amazing work with us, and one of the guys' names for that one in particular is Rafa Alcantara. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, last name. He does this Rafa Core company, and he's works with Avenged Sevenfold. He works with us. He's got a partner, Adam Cook, that also works with him sometimes. I mean, but for that particular video, he did just an amazing, amazing job of piecing together, you know, footage that had been compiled over the course of, as you see from the video, an entire career. So combing through the footage, not only combing through it, but knowing where to look when you have that much of it, it was huge. So he did an amazing job, and you really can feel it when you watch the footage, too.
Super cool. I mean, I've caught it a couple times now on tour with you guys. Something else that you guys have done, which is really great, you guys can go to Disturbed social media accounts and website to make your very own Hold On to the Memories montage video, which I think is a pretty cool added interactive element.
Yeah. I think that's the idea for everyone, is to try and encourage people to immortalize those moments in time and to do the what's necessary to make those memories something that lasts beyond our lifetime. It's worth it.
Speaking of memories, it's been less than a week since we lost the great Neil Peart. Curious to your thoughts of the loss of the professor.
There's no way to overestimate the impact of the loss of such an individual. Rush was so seminal on so many levels to so much of the rock community. It wasn't just a prog thing. It was everybody. It was an everybody thing. Everybody who was a musician that appreciated where music could be taken and the creativity and the possibilities that came along with it. And I just the sheer level of pure musicianship that, you know, each member alone had, but you know, you couldn't talk about the best of the best of the world of drumming without mentioning Neil Peart. I mean, how brilliant of a player he was, how gifted, how how fundamental were a lot of what he created and passed down to people. I mean, he's, and even as a lyricist for the group, I mean, just tremendous loss.
I can't believe seeing somebody behind a kit of that size and magnitude and playing as fast as he does and not hitting a wrong note or a wrong tom or a wrong cymbal, well, you know.
And it's one thing to have a kit that size, but it's another thing to use all of it. Sure. And he did. You know what I mean? I mean, there are lots of guys that have big, showy kits, and they use like 50, 60, 70% of it. He used everything all the time. And just the level of polysyncopation and mind-blowing stuff. Crazy loss. I mean, there isn't a drummer in existence who isn't tremendously heartbroken right now, and there's a musician and music fan in existence who isn't heartbroken right now.
Very well put. So switching gears ever so slightly, it's well known that your lovely wife Lena was a WWE diva, not to mention the numerous songs Vince McMahon has used of yours, including your very own kick-ass spin on Stone Cold Steve Austin's entrance theme. Are you yourself a wrestling fan? Does the Draymond household watch Monday Night Raw, you know, weekly or whatever?
We haven't, although I think my son is just starting to get into it. He just kind of started putting two together that his mommy used to wrestle with some of these people that he's seen on YouTube every once in a while. So it's probably right around the corner. Because for a long time, you know, if we were in the vicinity, Lena would go and say hello to people. She just had a friend of hers in town who was also part of the circuit. And she keeps in contact with them, and they're all good people. But in terms of it being something we do on a regular basis, not yet. Who knows? Maybe a year from now I might be telling you a completely different story.
Right. How about your son when he looks at Dad and what Dad does? How does he react to that?
I want to say that he gets it. But I'm not entirely sure that he really gets it. I mean, he has a concept of it. He's been out there on the road with me. He's been out on stage. I mean, he went out on stage and said hello to everybody in Madison Square Garden when we played. So he understands to an extent, or he has to, the scope of it. But to him, it's like, it's just my daddy.
Right.
You know, it's no big deal. And he wants to be a member of the band very badly.
Cool.
I don't know on what facet. If like he wants to learn whatever he can learn to try and be a part of it.
There you go. Get him some drumsticks or a microphone or something.
I'm going to do everything I can possibly do to discourage.
All right. Fair enough. By the way, what do we got to do to get you to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl? I mean, what kind of campaign is it going to take?
Man.
I mean, come on, man.
I would have loved to. I'd still love to do it. I'd love to. And it doesn't have to be the Super Bowl. I mean, I'd love for it to be the Super Bowl, but I would love to do it in general. I think that a lot of people have done amazing justice to it, and it's something that I wanted to do since I was a little kid. And if they let me do it, I'd love to do it. But it that whole poll was just a bunch of nonsense, unfortunately. It was a poll that never moved. So, look, truth be told, as if it ends up being Brendan Urie who ends up singing it, that's cool by me. I think he's incredibly talented, sick voice he has. So I'm actually curious to hear him pull it off. So, but if they ever want me, NFL, I'm around. I'm here. I'm more than happy. Whenever you'd like, I think I'd make everybody proud.
The NFL, you listening? NFL, hello, come on.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, man, the 2020 MMRBQ is Saturday, May 16th over at BB&T in beautiful tropical downtown Camden, New Jersey, with Disturbed set to headline the massive 9-band bill. Thank you, David. We really appreciate you taking some time to speak with us at WMMR, and we look forward to seeing you guys back through the area in the spring. All the best until then. Ladies and gents, Mr. David Draymond, thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, take care. Be well. Bye-bye. Hey, what's up, Philly? This is David Draymond from Disturbed, and we'll see you at the 2020 MMRBQ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.